is this Martha?
Yes, this is she.
Martha, Dr. Bob Heisinger here.
Oh, hi. Thank you for calling me.
You're welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well today. I found out about the affair on February 23rd, so there's been some passage of time. And as I get farther away from it, I get less panicky, but I still have issues with, you know, I don't feel like my husband really desires me very much, and that's all caught up with the whole breast cancer issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
how has he responded to that? That was one of the questions that went through my mind as I read your introduction.
Responded to what?
Your illness and the process.
Well, the first time when I was diagnosed 5 years ago, he was very supportive, and I had no doubts about, you know, his support and everything. And then when I was when I had a recurrence last spring, I felt that he was very supportive. But then I noticed in the fall he was pulling away from me, and we were arguing a lot, and all the red flags. And I kept asking him, "Are you having an affair?" And he would deny it. And then I found a credit card bill where he said he was out of town traveling on business, but it was for a local restaurant. And he just felt like he just let go because he couldn't deal with the illness anymore.
Okay, what do you mean he let go?
Like he let go of me, of us, you know, because it was just too much dealing with.
He told you that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what was too much about it?
Well, the he still grappled with the uncertainty of like how long I have to live, even though I could live 10, 15 years, or, you know, I might be dead next year. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've responded so far very well to treatment. And in October, I had a clean scan that showed the chemotherapy had worked. All the lesions were gone on my bones. And unfortunately, that's when he was really starting up with this other woman. And the good news wasn't enough, too.
What's that?
The good news wasn't enough for him to stop what he was doing.
Okay.
And, you know, he thought that he loved her, and I question that because of the fact that once I found out, he broke up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were truly in love with somebody, I would, and my husband thought I was cheating on him, I would leave.
Uh-huh. So he's not seeing her anymore. That relationship is done.
That's done, but he does work with her. Like, they work on the same floor, but he says whenever she sees him, she goes in the other direction.
Okay. Okay. So what's it like when you're around him now?
Well, the good news is we don't fight anymore. I was causing a lot of fights because I was so mad about what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started retaliating back, of course, and now it's more normal when we hang out together, but I still have, like, I'm driving along, I'll have flashbacks that he did this to me, or I'll see something that reminds me, like it's a detail from the affair that I know about.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly what I feel as though we're starting to get back there on a friendship emotional level. I just wish it would go more to a husband-wife level.
Okay. So when you talk about intimacy or sex, that's a very sensitive area for the two of you.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's never instigated it since I found out about the affair, and the few times that we have had it, I've always been the instigator.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of conversations do you have about that, if any?
Well, I just say to him, you know, it's really important for me for us to be intimate again, to reestablish that bond, and he says it's very hard for him, and, you know, he needs time, but I said, you know what, I suppose I've been giving him time, but my issue is that I'm not happy knowing that it's hard for him.
Mm-hmm. You want to be wanted.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. How is it hard for him?
I think the issue is a fear of getting close to me because there's a fear of me not surviving. And then I also have a fear that he doesn't see me as a woman, but instead sees me as a patient.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm doing very well right now health-wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you think excuse me, you think that he's fearful of giving himself for fear of losing you?
Yes.
Does he say that?
He has said that. He was seen, briefly, he saw a counselor through this cancer program at a hospital where husband's one with metastatic breast cancer, and they talked over that, and she told him that he would have to figure out how he was going to get close to me and let me back into his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm being too impatient or what, but I just, you know, I just feel like I've been through the ringer, and I feel as though I'm the one who's jumping through all the hoops, and he's not really doing anything.
Okay, and there's, what's that like for you then?
It's insulting and aggravating.
Okay. So there's some resentment there.
At times, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I make a point every day to do something nice for him, and I make a point every day to, you know, keep up with the house, because that had sort of fallen to the wayside while I was sick and undergoing treatment. And I know he likes a clean house, so I try to make things nice at home for him, because so this will be a place he wants to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're wondering then what kind of steps or what the process will be in moving closer to each other.
Yes.
And right now there's some residue, there's some resentment, every once in a while there's some distance. And you wonder, you know, how are we going to manage this?
Right.
Okay. And it's you that usually takes the initiative?
Yes.
Okay. And he kind of, he's backs away, or he's reluctant to share himself with you then?
Yes.
Okay. And have you talked about that at all?
Yes, and he just says that he needs time and that he's trying.
He needs time. Okay. So, you're not getting much from him, are you?
No.
I mean, he needs time. What does that mean? I mean, you don't know exactly?
Well, I mean, he just says he needs time. I guess, I don't know if it's to get over the guilt of what he's done, to get over that other woman. I don't know. I mean, it's really hard for me to get him to open up.
Yeah, sounds like it. What would happen if you'd make kind of a list of things that you, a list of your interpretations, and throw them out to him? And say, you know, this is what I'm thinking in terms of how it might be hard for you to move close to me. And these are four different things that go through my mind. Do any of them fit for you? How do you think you would respond to that?
I could try it and just see how he reacts. But so far, he hasn't been very open to anything I've been trying.
Okay. Is it that the harder you try, the more he digs his heels in?
That's what I feel like, yeah.
Okay. Well, what if you stop trying?
I suppose I would be relieved.
You would be relieved?
He would be relieved.
He would be relieved?
Yeah.
Oh, might he be curious?
I don't know. I think he'd just be relieved if I behaved normally and pretended like this didn't happen.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to do that?
I would do anything if it would bring us closer together. I'm willing to try anything if it would work to make him want me and love me. I mean, I know he loves me, but, you know, to desire me.
Right. Right. And there's a lot of stuff that's there, the way it sounds, that needs to be addressed. Or would be helpful if that would be addressed. So, what you're saying is the relationship is marked by you being the aggressor,
right,
in a number of areas, pursuing him,
right,
and he distances.
Yes.
So let's talk about what would happen. You're saying if I would distance and pretend it wouldn't happen, he would be relieved.
Yeah, if I just behaved normally.
Behaved normally.
And didn't bring it up.
What if you didn't bring it up and behaved abnormally? What would that look like?
You mean like crying and stuff like that?
I'm not sure what that would look like.
No, I mean, I've already gone through the crying jags and...
Okay. Well, what would you really, really like to say to him, Martha?
I would like to say, I want you to love me, and I want you to desire me, and I want you to woo me.
Okay.
And make me feel wanted, and that you just, that you think I'm a beautiful woman, and you're so happy you're still married to me.
Okay. Okay, you need that right now.
Yeah.
Hmm? You need to feel like a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Because part of the issue I have, and I know, and he's even said this is ridiculous, that he went with another woman because I don't have any breasts anymore, and she does.
Okay. Yeah, that must stir up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff. And it brings in to question for you, what does it mean for you to be a woman now? Because so much in our culture is associated with femininity and breast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's huge.
Enormous.
And personally, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it would be like for him, but I would think it's a hugely powerful issue. Hugely powerful. And you struggle with feeling like a woman, and perhaps he struggles with feeling like a man. I don't know. Is it helpful to hear me say that?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it hurts, but it's helpful.
Okay. What hurts about it?
Well, I mean, it hurts to hear that he may not feel like a man because
No. Let me clarify that. That has nothing to do with you. This is his adjustment to the illness, and he's looking at it. He's experiencing it through his own filters.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not the cause of this.
Right.
This is his problem.
Right.
But we don't know what it is. We don't know the intensity of it. We don't know what he's thinking, do we?
No.
He's not sharing.
No.
Which is kind of typical of men in some ways, but
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you see any other steps for yourself in terms of facing this or confronting this?
Well, I just try each day to live my life as normally as I can and think as positively as I can about myself.
Okay.
Not be somebody who's crying all the time and upset all the time, and that helps to do that, and I feel better when I'm doing that.
Okay. Well, let me see. Would you like to say to him something like, this is difficult for me, and I assume it's difficult for you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop pursuing trying to pull something out of you because that just doesn't work.
Right.
But I want you to know that I appreciate your commitment to me and how you've stood by me, and you continue to stand by me even though a part of you perhaps doesn't want to. But I want something more. I want a relationship that's marked by more intimacy. And right now I know it's difficult for you and difficult for me to come by that. But I want us to have that. And I want to make that happen. And I hope you do too, because I don't want us spending the rest of our lives together like this. I want it deeper, richer, and better.
Well, I'll try. I think this sounds like a good step.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay, I tried to kind of summarize what I think this might be like for you. Does it kind of fit?
Yes, it does. It does very much. And I think if I approach it that way to him, maybe this could be a way for him to give me what I want without feeling like he's been badgered to do it.
Yeah, plus for him to get what he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not getting what he wants here either.
Right, right.
I mean, he's hurting as well.
Yeah.
He just doesn't know how to manage this within himself, the way it sounds.
Right.
And both of you want something more.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely get this. I think this is the best way to. This is a good way to try. I haven't tried this way.
Okay. What I'm getting at here is sometimes it's safer and much more productive, Martha, to talk about what's happening between the two of you rather than focusing on him or even focusing on you.
Right, right.
So you're talking about what you want for the two of you and what you think he wants, and it kind of steps away from it a little bit, but in some ways you're really outlining the future.
Yeah.
And you, the two of you need to outline the future because it's fraught with uncertainties, isn't it?
Yes.
And you want some certainty about it.
Right.
You want to be healthy together.
Yes.
And that'll prolong your life too, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, good. It's
all
been
right.
Helpful?
Yes, very helpful.
All right, you got some things to think about then.
Yes, I do. Thanks very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.